Scientists have literally drilled down through the teeth of these Ice Age hipsters to discover their habits in what's believed to be the first study of its kind in the region. University of Cincinnati paleoecologist Brooke Crowley borrowed some mammoth and mastodon teeth from the museum center with hopes of finding out where they lived and what they ate. The specimens, very small amounts of white powder from the teeth, were eventually sent to the University of Illinois for testing.
So the first thing that happened was the samples were dissolved in nitric acid, and they were put through these columns that removed the strontium from the samples and kind of held on to it. Then the strontium was released from this strontium-specific resin back into clean nitric acid, diluted, and then analyzed on the mass spec. And they take little sips of the liquid and actually put it through a plasma, and so you have this ionized strontium that's being run.
Crowley and her assistant, now UC graduate Eric Bauman, studied the ratio of carbon, oxygen, and strontium isotopes to find out what the mammoths and mastodons ate and where they lived. Each element tells a different story. It turns out these mammoths and mastodons stayed right around Cincinnati despite what was previously thought about their migration patterns. Crowley says the tooth tests indicate the mammoths ate more grasses and mastodons favored leaves and shrubs.
Well, really all I can do is speculate, but I think this area was at the very edge of the last, of the ice sheet at the last glacial maximum. So there was a big ice sheet that covered a lot of North America, and we were at the very, very southern edge of that.
Even though the samples were small, the teeth weren't, people are still finding them in their yards. Bauman had the fun job of using the dental drill to get the samples.
The biggest tooth could fit in my arms, like I could bear hug it. That was probably the biggest tooth. And then we had other ones that are maybe as big as my hand.
How many teeth did you drill?
Total of 12 teeth.
4 mastodons and 8 mammoths.
Strontium isotopes are helpful when trying to pin these giant animals down on a location. Carbon provides insight into an animal's diet, and oxygen relates to overall climatic conditions.
Any animal, when it eats and drinks in a particular location, takes up strontium that is reflecting the bedrock geology of that location. Now, the strontium is incorporated into bones and teeth that replaces for calcium. So we have, all of us have strontium in our bodies right now. And that strontium is reflecting the place where we live.
Crowley says mammoths and mastodons migrated in other parts of the country to get a particular nutrient at a certain time of year. But if they had the food they needed, they didn't have to migrate. There have only been a handful of studies utilizing strontium isotopes. One in Florida showed mastodons moved up and down the East Coast. A New Mexico study found mammoths there liked the area and stayed put also. So how can this research help endangered elephants? Crowley says already some work has been done on strontium for living elephants to identify their herd. This was done to reduce poached ivory.
Africa is a very different place in terms of geology than North America, especially this region. It's a little more complicated over there. But my hope is that by interpreting the ecology of these animals prior to a lot of sort of human disturbance, sort of living in a natural setting, we can understand a little bit more about their natural mobility, their natural needs.
Perhaps studying the isotopes in tusks is next.
We don't have that ability with a single tooth, but we do with a tusk. So that's a new direction. And yeah, just thinking about bigger patterns and overall patterns and data mining and also working with some other collaborators.
Crowley and Bauman's research was just published in an international research journal. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.